Here is the translation of the text into English. Trump threatens to strike Iran's Karg Island oil network if shipping lanes remain blocked. Karg Island, targeted by the U.S., is a key hub for Iran's oil exports. Iran's new supreme leader wounded, likely disfigured, Hegseth says. Exclusive, with an Iran war exit elusive. Trump aides veto influence the outcome. Tighter inspections disrupt Brazilian soybean exports to China. This expands Venezuela sanctions, waivers to boost fertilizer exports, and electricity investment. Oil prices rise for the second week in a row as fears over Iran's supply grip markets. Crude futures turn positive amid ongoing closure of the Strait of Hormuz, gold set for a week decline. A soaring oil prices stoke inflation fears, booking an Expedia face margin pressure from AI. Agents, says Bernstein. U.S. and Japan agree on their roles in a potential nuclear power project, Westinghouse says. Auto industry groups urge Trump to keep Chinese automakers out of the U.S. Storms cut power to over 1 million customers in the U.S. Midwest and Mid-Atlantic, Ohio hardest hit. Exclusive. Meta plans sweeping layoffs as AI costs increase. BP revises contract offer for Whiting Oil Refinery after union members reject proposal. Wall Street posts three-week losing streak as Iran war dampens sentiment. Apple MacBook Neo emerges as company's most repairable laptop in more than a decade. Spirit Airlines to reduce fleet to one-third of pre-bankruptcy size. Stellantis wins dismissal of shareholder lawsuit in U.S. over channel stuffing. German corporate insolvencies reach highest level since 2014. U.S. job openings rise in January, but hiring remains sluggish. Job openings exceed expectations as labor market remains strong. Consumer sentiment dips slightly, but still beats expectations. U.S. core capital goods orders unexpectedly flat in January. U.S. core personal consumption expenditures, PCE, rise 3.1% year-on-year in January. U.S. fourth quarter GDP growth revised down to 0.7%. Core PCE, price index holds steady, matching forecasts and previous data. U.S. GDP growth slows to 0.7%, missing expectations. Durable goods orders stall, missing forecasts and previous gains. Bernstein, human oversight remains critical despite rapid AI coding adoption. Booming Taiwan can afford more military spending, president says. BCA research warns of sticky inflation, downgrades stocks to underweight. Ecuador trade deal. Trump administration targets lower food and technology tariffs. U.S. Commerce Department withdraws planned rule on AI chip exports. Trump administration set to receive $10 billion fee for brokering TikTok deal. Commerce Department quietly withdraws proposed global AI chip export rule. Trump strikes Iranian military sites on Karg Island. Oil terminals spared. Jerome Powell's attorneys discussed the possibility of his remaining on Fed board. Federal Reserve involved Biden, special prosecutor in DOJ subpoena dispute. Bitcoin heads for weekly gain as U.S. regulatory optimism offsets Iran war concerns. Tether CIO Richard Heathcote steps down, replaced by Zachary Lyons. Bitcoin ticks up as crypto continues to shrug off Middle East conflict. BTCC TradFi hits record single-day volume of $60 million in gold and $33 million in oil amid geopolitical tensions. Bybit launches all-new rewards hub, reimagining the trading rewards experience. Crypto trading bot, Banana Gun clears $8 billion in annualized volume. Primex BT launches PX Trader 2.0, integrating crypto and traditional markets into one trading platform. This chart could spell trouble for crypto and Bitcoin bulls. Bybit EU leads Paris Blockchain Week 2026 as title sponsor, CEO Ben Zhou, to take the stage. BYDFi perpetual futures data, now live on TradingView. BP to develop major Kaskida field in first new Gulf project in 16 years. Anduril's $20 billion U.S. Army win offers positive read-through for Palantir. Satya Nadella, Microsoft is the first cloud to validate NVIDIA Vera Rubin chips.